This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today unveiled various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees during the Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh, which is being held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The Prime Minister launched the Pradhan Mantri Skilling and Unemployability Transformation through upgraded ITIs, PM Setu. It is a centrally sponsored scheme with an investment of 60,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated 1,200 vocational skill labs established in 400 Nabodia Vidyalayas and 200 Ekalavya Model Residential Schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister also launched Bihar's revamped Mukhya Mantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, under which nearly 5 lakh graduate youth every year will receive a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees for 2 years along with free skill training. Prime Minister Modi also felicitated 46 All India toppers from the Industrial Training Institute under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship at the event. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the nationwide Aapki Punji, Aapka Adhikar campaign from Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The campaign aims to facilitate the speedy settlement of unclaimed financial assets lying across various sectors of financial system. Addressing the gathering, the finance minister said the campaign will ensure the rightful return of unclaimed deposits to their legitimate claimants. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today chaired a meeting with the Arunachal Pradesh Eco-Tourism Development Board to review ongoing initiatives and chart out a roadmap for enhancing eco-tourism in the state. The discussion focused on creating sustainable tourism circuits, promoting eco-friendly infrastructure, and ensuring active participation of local communities in tourism-led growth. Mara Kocho, Managing Director, Northeastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation, Guwahati, called on Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday. In a social media post, CM Khandu shared that they had discussion on strengthening avenues for artisans and weavers of Arunachal Pradesh, promoting traditional handicrafts and handlooms, and exploring opportunities for market linkages and skill development through NEHHDC initiatives. The second quarterly meeting of the District Library Planning Committee, NAMSAI, was held yesterday at the conference hall of the library, chaired by Deputy Commissioner NAMSAI C.R. Khampa. The DC reviewed the academic progress and services provided by the library. He also visited a newly constructed New Age Learning Center building and other ongoing work site. The meeting focused on expansion of library services in the interior pockets of the district. DC Khampa expressed satisfaction over the progress, achievement and growth of the district library. On the occasion of the 63rd Walong Day commemorating the valor and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in the Battle of Walong, fought during the 1962 war, the Indian Army Eastern Command and Spear Corps is going to organize numerous events starting from 7 October to 16 November 2025. The events will commence with late Bikram Singh football tournament, flag off, followed by battle with tracks, cycling expedition, medical and veterinary camps, motorcycle expedition, and half marathon. In a move to harness creative potential of the NCC cadets, 1 Arunachal Battalion NCC ex-GP Headquarters Tejpur under the aegis of NCC Directorate, Northeast Region is organizing an inter-group idea and innovation competition at NIT Jote from 3rd October to 6 October 2025. This event is in accordance with the Government of India policy of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The competition has 3 categories: labs to market, ideas for social uplift, and innovation for sustainability. A total of 84 participants from 9 different group headquarters of Northeast Region under the NCC Directorate of Northeast Region is participating. The winning idea, if selected, will get the opportunity to take part at the national level in January next year. MLA Niyabi Jini Dirchi yesterday attended inaugural ceremony of the first Bokan Ate State Level Yogasana Sport Championship 2025 as the chief guest at Martho Kamdak Multipurpose Cultural Hall in Basa Leparada District. The Met Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for 16 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Met Center Itanagar has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places in these districts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.